Hey there, what's going on? Welcome to the In Your Dreams podcast. I'm Michelle, and this is my podcast where my guests and I discuss our dreams. We try to understand why we're having them, and we try to determine the meaning behind them. This is episode 26, titled Proposal, BFFs, and Ferris Wheel. Anthony co-hosted with me, and our guest was Nicole. Nicole is actually one of my listeners from my other podcast that I work on, Tree Hill Talk. It was really exciting to have Nicole. I really enjoyed discussing the dreams with her, especially the last one. We all really, really enjoyed discussing her last one, which was a reoccurring dream she had when she was younger that involved a giant Ferris wheel and giant heads on the Ferris wheel. And what's super exciting about that dream is I asked my friend Veronica if she would be into illustrating it, and she did. We have a visual, and I'm really excited because I've mentioned this on previous podcasts, how it would be really cool if I had an artist to illustrate some of these dreams that we discuss. And so I look forward to collaborating with Veronica on future episodes and future dreams. So if you would like to check out the illustration, you can visit mitchruby.com/inyourdreams. I'm going to post it there with this episode. You can also see it on Twitter. Yes, In Your Dreams finally has a Twitter. You can follow me at iydreamspod. There I plan on updating and posting the most recent episodes, the illustrations, and also little dreams that I have throughout the week that won't make it onto the podcast, but that are just so random that I'm going to post them on Twitter. So thank you to Veronica for illustrating this wonderful dream. Nicole, I hope you enjoy the illustration, and thank you so much for joining me. Also, if you guys should follow Veronica, she has an awesome YouTube channel. You can also follow her on Instagram. Her name is La Vie en Rose, LaVieEnRose. I'm going to put her URL in the description. Thanks, guys. Enjoy.
Hello, Nicole. Welcome to In Your Dreams.
Yes, it's super exciting because Nicole is one of our listeners from Tree Hill Talk. So I'm really glad that you're on here because I mean, as I say on almost every episode, I bug everyone to come on my dream podcast. So it's just really nice that you wanted to come on.
Yeah, I heard about it. Well, you heard you talk about it on Tree Hill Talk. And then for the longest time, I was just waiting to have a dream like that I felt was good enough, or not good enough, but, you know, had more details and everything to come on the podcast. So I was waiting for like a couple months, and finally I had some, you know, something that I wanted to share. So I was like, okay.
Well, I am super appreciative of it. Okay, so which one do you want to start with first? Do you want to start with, you submitted a dream about an underwhelming proposal turned into an interesting wedding.
Yes, we can start with that. So I guess, I don't know if there's a little background, but I've been with my boyfriend for like 3.5 years and we live together. So, and there's, you know, we're kind of at that point where it's like, all right, either like shit or get off the pot kind of thing. Like, uh-huh. You know, so we've been talking about it for a long time. And anyways, well, and then actually, I think it was like 6 weeks ago, he asked me, like, he wanted to take me to go look at rings so he could get an idea. And I think this dream was after that, because there's a something in the dream that was from when we actually went and looked. So we went and looked at rings, and I actually found what I really liked, something really specific that I liked, and like there was a certain design on the ring. So anyways, all I remember is the dream starting, and I think we were just driving in the car. And we were kind of having a little argument, like just a little disagreement. And he kind of just like pulls out the ring. He's like, well, I just wanted to give you this. And I'm like, okay. Like, I didn't know what to say. I'm like, okay. And then I can't remember if it was that part in the dream, but I do remember it being the specific ring that I really liked when we went and looked.
Okay, that's, you know, good.
In real life. So that was like, because I remember the specific detail that I really liked was on that ring.
Yeah.
And then there was like a scene, this is really random, but I remember there was a scene at someone's house. It was just like a fancy house. I don't know whose it was. And I think it was my mom or somebody was there with me, and I just remember her being like, let me see the ring, that kind of thing. And then, so it was like, it was really weird because it was like not a traditional wedding in a sense of like what you normally, because that's what dreams are. They're just really random.
Yeah.
So I knew it was the wedding day, but I don't know. Anyways, my boyfriend is the one in the dream that proposed to me.
That's good. But like, that's a good thing.
The person I got married to, and I don't know, I mean, there could be a reason this person came up, but it was actually Tyler Hilton, who is Chris Keller from Tree Hill, or yeah. One Tree Hill. When we were, like, having, all I remember is, like, we were at a high school, and there was, like a school performance going on, like a play. And I, like, our wedding was separate, but I remember there being, like, a bunch of, like, things going on, and we were, like, behind the scenes of this play, and I just remember kids coming off stage, and they were going, like, into a hallway, and we were kind of, like, walking through, and then all I remember is, like, leaving the school as if you're, like, leaving the wedding, and then I just remember, like, grabbing his hand and looking, and it was Tyler Hilton, and I'm like, you know, but I didn't think anything was weird about it, you know, it was just, like, that's who it was supposed to be, you know?
Right. Like, at one point, did your boy fiance at that point, like, morph into Tyler Hilton? Or it was, like, your boyfriend proposed to you, and then the marriage, your husband was Tyler Hilton?
Yeah, that's how it was. Like, he was the one that proposed. And then, yeah, when it became the scene where it was the wedding, it was just Tyler Hilton. And there was, like, there was no weirdness about it. It was just like, oh, okay, you know?
Wow. Okay, so I was... That's really funny, actually. Was Tyler Hilton, like, Tyler Hilton or, like, Chris Keller?
No, for some reason, I remember it being Tyler
Hilton. Tyler Hilton. Okay, so it was the celebrity and not the character, like himself.
Yes. And then there was just a part where we drove around in the car, like, afterwards. And, I don't know, it was just, like, I remember it being, like, in my actual town. Like, thought it was the actual town I grew up in and was kind of just like, oh, I know where we're going. And, yeah. I mean, that's basically it. But it was really strange.
Yeah, that is super strange. Well, I did some research, and they said if the person that proposes to you in the dream is the person you are with, that's like a really good thing. That means you're ready for commitment, and he's the right person for you. And I wasn't sure if, you know, if this person who proposed to you was your boyfriend or not. Because if it wasn't, that means that... you need to work on yourself. Like, yeah. You need to work on commitment. Did you look that up, Ant?
I did look up proposal.
He's looking in the dictionary.
Yeah. It said whether the dream proposal was made or received. For a woman, it predicts great popularity with the opposite sex. And then for a man, it is a warning not to let his financial success go to his head. So kind of different. But
yeah.
So I think that kind of goes with your popularity, you know, having a celebrity... You know, that you got married to, you know, like, there you go.
I thought that was really strange because I didn't know. Yeah, like, my boyfriend wasn't proposed, but then, yeah, I don't know where Tyler Hilton came in. I mean, I know I'm watching One Tree Hill right now, but.
Right. Did you tell your boyfriend this dream?
I did. Yeah, I told him, like, bits and pieces of it. He just laughed.
Well, I'm glad, again, that it was your boyfriend, and I'm glad it was the ring you wanted.
Yes. I was going to say, I actually did have, I think, I had another proposal dream, before we went ring shopping, and all I remember is I was laying in bed, in the dream, and he was just standing at the foot of the bed, and then just, like, got on one knee and was, like, and proposed, and I don't remember anything about the ring or anything at that point, but I just remember it being another, like, underwhelming proposal, so I've had kind of two of those, and I'm just like... What is that supposed to mean? Like, because it was kind of both times in the dream, I remember thinking, this is it, or like, this is how you're going to do it kind of thing. Like, not to be like a proposal in itself isn't important, but you know
well,
what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you're disappointed in your dreams about how it kind of happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he better step up.
I know, right?
Yeah.
You better not make it underwhelming.
There are a lot of pressures, though, you know, to, like, for a proposal.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I don't want to, like, put that put that much more pressure on it, because I feel like, you know, that engagement or that proposal necessarily wouldn't be a bad thing, but I feel like in my dream, when I say, oh, is that it, or I think that, I'm like, oh, that's...
and you know, it is kind of, it, not kind of, it is a big deal. Did you have any dreams, Aunt, when you were going to propose?
No, I don't think so.
Nothing?
Well, you know, my dreams are so lame.
No, I know.
I probably dreamt about, you know, like, just going to the store.
Doing taxes.
Yeah, doing taxes.
Making Excel spreadsheets.
Well, the other night I had a dream I got gas for my car, and then we were driving the next day, and I was like, oh, my gas light's on. I was like, I thought I just got gas yesterday.
So I was so sure
I got gas, and then I just didn't.
That's the extent.
It's just like mundane everyday tasks.
That's it. Like, that's my dream. That's what occupies my mind in the day and night. I'm just that boring.
Oh man. Okay. So, do you want to move on? I'm curious about. So your next one, you submitted your best friends with two people from your favorite musical group, and this is reoccurring, right?
Yeah, I've had, they've been different dreams, but it's been a the same like theme. So have you ever heard of the group called Pentatonix?
Yes.
Okay, so
I don't really know much about them, but I know of them.
Yeah, so I kind of came to know them a few years back, and just growing up, I never was really one of those girls that was like, oh my god, like in love with certain musical groups. Like, I liked NSYNC and that kind of stuff, but I never was like in, you know, like felt like I was in love with them or like fond over them kind of thing. But when I came across this group, it was just something I had so much passion and like the way they sing and just like how I feel with their music and everything. And it's just crazy, because I'm like, this must be how people feel or how people have felt before. But so and I've seen them in concert, like I think it's three times, and I'm gonna see him a fourth time this summer.
Wow.
But anyways, the two, there's five people, and then two of the gentlemen, they're like best friends, and they have a separate YouTube channel that they do together, and so they're like best friends and everything. So I've had the first dream I remember having. I don't remember a lot of details because it was quite a while ago, but I just remember being in a hot tub with those two, but we were all naked, but it wasn't like anything sexual, because, I mean, not that it matters, but they happened to be gay, not together, just, and so we were just like really good friends, and I remember it just being no big deal, like just kind of hanging out in the hot tub, and I remember waking up and feeling like sad that I wasn't their friend. You know, kind of like, oh, because I don't know, it was just like one of those things. And then another one I remember, I just remember like they were touring, and I remember being on their tour bus with them, just kind of hanging out like casually as a friend. Like same thing. And then the third dream, which I had just recently, which is where I remembered more details. That I remember to write down, but I was like, remembered the other couple I had, and like, hey, well, there's like a reoccurring theme here with this group. Well, one of the people in the group, not those two, but one of the other five, just announced like a month ago that he's gonna be leaving the group, and so it's really sad. And so part of the dream, when it opened up, I was actually having lunch or dinner with the two, Mitch and Scott, and there was four people there. I don't know who the fourth person was. We were just kind of sitting around a table, just same thing, like casually hanging out, just like as we were like really good friends. And and then we were waiting in some line. I don't know what kind of line it was. I just remember waiting in this long line of like people like lined up for something. And then the other part of the dream was actually I had to go do a meet and greet with the guy Avi, who's leaving the band. And I remember I walked in, and I was by myself now at this point. I just walked into like this, kind of the ambiance in the dream reminded me of like a low light like piano bar kind of. Like, it was really dark, it was empty, and then he was just sitting at this piano, and
The guy who was leaving was sitting at the piano?
Yeah. Yep, the guy who's leaving is sitting at the piano, and I was going for this meet and greet with him, and I just like went up to him and I hugged him for a really long time, and I kind of just made a comment, like I said, you know, to be honest, I'm glad that, you know, you're doing what's best for you, but you're gonna be missed, kind of thing. Yeah. That he's leaving, and he just said, he goes, yeah, I hear that a lot. And then I remember thinking in the dream that if I really like him, he actually has come out with some single, like in real life, he's come out with some, like singles, or he's doing his own thing a little bit musically. So I remember in the dream thinking, well, I guess if I like him enough in the band, you know, I could always follow him right. in his singles, you know, when yeah. he does his own stuff. But I just thought it was really, I gave him a hug and was just like, you're going to be missed. And the band, or you know, the group won't be the same without you. And yeah, I don't know, that was it. But it was kind of just like the same theme. The two guys have shown up multiple times, and then this part I think came across because that one Avi is leaving. And so
yeah, it almost sounds like it was yourself like being okay with him leaving, like a part of you like closing that, like, okay, I'm sad, but
yeah,
like coming to terms with it almost.
Yeah, but that does sound like that.
Yeah, right. And but the first one about you being naked with all of them.
Yeah. Just go back to the new.
No, I just want to go. No, but and how you like were, everything was okay with it. And I feel like that was you being your most pure self and feeling.
Mm, yeah, like you're very like comfortable.
Yeah, like feeling so comfortable and happy. And
I feel like that makes sense with like musicians, because you always have like a connection with like a band or a musician that you really like, you know, they get to your heart, right. You know, so it's like you always feel most connected to them. That's how I feel about music.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And like when you're naked, you're in, you know,
obviously
your most pure self. Yeah, right?
And you've let your guard down.
Yeah. And you let your guard down.
Yeah.
Right.
I just wanted to, all of these kind of like, you are like associated with fame, like you're fame adjacent. So I'm just going to read, I'm going to read fame in like having to do with that. All right. So hold on, I just got to find my place here. Okay. So however, if your dream involved a famous person, keep trying because you'll get help from some unexpected source. So I guess, I don't know if you're working on anything or something like that. Maybe that's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You're going to get help. I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, because, like, everything in your dreams, you have to think about how it all applies to you, you know?
Yeah.
And then when I looked up, well, we talked about celebrity with my friend Krista on last episode.
Yeah.
And that was, like, you needed more confidence.
Oh, yeah.
But, when I was looking up being friends with musicians, I found that they kind of represent you want the musicians in the dreams to represent your current friends in your real life. Like, you want them to have the same qualities. You want to have the same connections with these people in your waking life that you are having with in your dreams, which I feel like that's true, because you express such love and admiration for the people in your dream, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think maybe there could be that connection too, like, because like Aunt said, you know, I have that connection with them in a sense musically, like how I feel with their music and connection, you know, maybe that's, you know, part of it too, kind of just,
yeah,
you know.
How far apart were the two dreams before the last one you described of him leaving?
I would say like 6 to 9 months maybe.
Oh, okay. So it's like a good amount of time.
Yeah, because I remember like my friend at work, she's the one that kind of introduced me to Pentatonix a little bit, and we kind of share a love for them, and I'd go to work and be like, I had another dream. And so now she actually calls them my best friends. Like, she's like, your best friends have the two guys are actually, because they do a YouTube channel, stuff like that, they actually have some, like, they're doing their own separate things. So she texted me the other day and she's like, your best friend's EP is coming out next week or something like that. But it was just funny because, you know, that's what she refers to him now. Because I'm like, I feel like they're my best friends.
Yeah.
At least I wake up and I'm like, oh, they're not.
Yeah, they're not my best friends.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, those when you wake up and you have those, like you come back crashing down to your real life and you're like, oh, man, that wasn't real.
That's always a bummer.
Yeah, it's hard.
And then the last dream you submitted was a dream you had as a kid. Is that right? A reoccurring theme?
Yeah. And I I can't remember when I had this, and I feel like I remember having it at least like more than once. I don't know how many times I had it, but like whenever I think about a dream, I think about it, and then when you were talking about recurring dreams, that was kind of like the one that came to my head. So I feel like I've had it more than once, but I don't really know a lot about it. I just remember the one specific thing about it. So, I remember it was actually, the dream took place in my childhood home. Well, I've grown up a lot of places, but it was the house that I lived in from age, like where I was born to about age 5. So it was in that home. And we lived in a cul-de-sac. And I think my bedroom, I was on the second floor, and my bedroom looked out to the cul-de-sac. So I just remember looking out the window, and in the middle of the cul-de-sac, there was a huge Ferris wheel.
Ooh.
And in each of the seats, there was like a big head, like the size of like a giant, just like a, not like, it was like a severed head. Like it was nothing attached to it, but like, it wasn't meant
creepy?
To be gory.
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't meant to be creepy or gory, but it was just this big, and there was these heads in every seat. And I just remember it going around and around seeing that. And like, I don't remember it being scary or nightmarish at all. It was just, I don't know. I just remember it is what it was.
Wow.
Do you recognize any of like the heads, or can you make any faces out?
No, I just remember. And I almost feel like they had a look of, you know, like a giant where it's not how humans look kind of,
yeah.
You know,
okay.
They're just like,
yeah.
The bigger enlarged
like
features,
exaggerated
and stuff like
features.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Were they cartoon looking heads or realistic?
No, they were, I feel like they were more realistic.
Wow.
No. There's actually a section in here for big head Ferris wheel ride. No, that would be too good.
Yeah, right.
Did you find Ferris wheel in
well,
there?
Well, how do you feel? Okay, so when you think back to that house that you picture yourself in, how do you feel about that? Or does that feel like
home
to you?
Well, she had these dreams when she was a kid.
Okay.
Did you have this dream when you were living in your childhood home, or when you moved?
I'd probably want to say after I moved, just because I guess I don't know if I remember, because I was 5 when I moved out of there, and I guess I could have had it, but
yeah,
I don't really
probably
remember having that
before
then.
All right, so I'm gonna read something, and then I'm kind of gonna extrapolate a little bit on it.
Okay.
I'm gonna read home. So if your dream featured a general atmosphere of home life, it predicts small satisfactions and adjustment to whatever circumstances might be. So I guess maybe in the context of you moving from like the first home that you knew to like a new home and needing to adjust to new things, like you're just like, you're looking out into what used to be your home and you see this giant weird Ferris wheel in the middle of the road with these weird giant heads that are just sitting there. It's not scary.
Right.
It's just like, this is what it is
and
now.
It's
this
different.
Is my life.
Right.
I guess this is what my new neighborhood's like.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe that has something
is
to do
Ferris
with it.
Is Ferris wheel in there?
I looked. I didn't see Ferris wheel.
I
want to
look
like
up because I didn't know
or something
about this dream. So after this, I totally want to look up Ferris wheel.
Yeah, I wasn't sure exactly how many details you wanted, and I was like,
yeah, no, everything else was perfect, and I figured the reoccurring kid dream of what I was like, let me save that. That's why I didn't even ask details on that. But this one, like, is like, I love when there's like a prominent symbol in the dreams. You
yeah,
know?
Like it's
like a clear symbol. Was it? Do you remember any colors, or you just know there's a Ferris wheel and heads?
I don't remember any colors. I don't remember. I'm going to say I feel like there was more bright colors than dark colors.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. But I don't remember any specific colors.
Like, I can just picture this in my head. And it is creepy, but I know it wasn't creepy. But when you say it out loud, it's like, oh my gosh, a Ferris wheel with giant heads.
I know, that's why I'm like, it sounds weird when you say it. But, like, thinking about it even now, I don't remember, like, being scared or you know, of being like creepy or anything, even though it sounds creepy.
And you can remember having this dream multiple times.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Is there head in there?
Probably, but let me see.
I feel like the big thing is Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
This is like the one, I remember what podcast it was, where you guys talked about having to like draw some of these out. This would be a fun one, I think, where you would draw the scene out.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would be a great one to illustrate. Can you find anything?
I'm close. The alphabet's hard, you know, like, I'm like H, A, B, C, D, E, F.
Does your boyfriend have dreams? Does he tend to remember his dreams?
He does sometimes, but he doesn't really talk much about them. Sometimes he'll say, oh, I had a bad dream. But he doesn't seem to go into or seem to have a lot of details like I have.
Yeah.
But he tells me some of them, but not very often.
Yeah.
Not that I can remember.
And how do you find your dream schedule? Do you tend to dream every night and remember bits and pieces? Or?
I don't remember them every night. I was remembering them for a long time, or like for a while I was remembering them. And then I feel like when I was under the pressure that I wanted to remember something to come on the podcast, then they just went away from me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Story of my life, girl.
Yeah, right. I know. So otherwise it just kind of is more sporadic. Cause like the wedding dream and then the dream that I had with the group, the pentatonic group where I said goodbye, the more detailed dreams that I remembered, those were probably within a week or two of each other. And I got excited that I had like two dreams that I remembered more than just like one scene. It was like multiple scenes in it. So I like woke up and I'm like, I'm writing this down like in my phone. Like one morning I was like running late to my bus because I'm like, I gotta write it down or I'm gonna forget.
I know, I can never trust myself. Even this morning, I was like, and I remember bits and pieces of the dream, but I was like, oh, I don't need to write it down. It's so vivid, and the day goes on, it's slowly getting away from me.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah. Okay, so I did find that there's a bunch in it, so I'm just going to read the one part about disembodied head.
Ooh.
So a disembodied head predicts a new situation in which you will have to use your head rather than lose it. So that kind of goes with the moving, right? So like
maybe the Ferris wheel. Okay, right? The Ferris wheel kind of symbolizes a continuation. It's a circle. It keeps going round and round and round, right? And the heads symbolize having to use your head in new situations,
yeah,
right?
Right. Yeah, so, like, yeah, exactly. Like, the moving and, like, the cycle of it and just, like, this is, you know, it's
going
to change
the
and then it gets the
life.
Same and it's going to change and then it gets, yeah.
Okay, so how about let's relate that. If I had it recurringly, maybe the reason I had it is because I don't remember how many times I had it or, like I said, when I had it, but I grew up and I moved multiple times in my life. So that could be part of, like, the cycle of,
yeah.
You know, every time I moved, you know,
maybe
I would have
had
it again.
Yeah,
right,
possibly.
Like it reminding you.
Yeah, and it's just like, no, mm-hmm. This is just, I have to adapt. This is like, you know, moving is an obstacle and
like
all that.
I feel like we got this, guys.
Yeah,
I'm totally still going to research Ferris wheel, but
yeah.
I think that might symbolize,
yeah,
you know, going in
a cycle, yeah.
A cycle, right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really, man, some dreams I hear and I'm just like, that's like one of my favorites. Like, that's like one of them I will not forget.
Yeah.
The big heads.
Because you know what?
Ferris wheel.
You can really picture the head. Yeah. You know, like, you can picture how, like, it's, like, it's almost got human features, but it's, like, exaggerated, like, maybe, like, a big forehead kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, an overhang forehead, maybe, like, yeah.
And the fact
eyes
that
too
you
close
said
together.
It was in a cul-de-sac, and you're looking out from the second, story where your bedroom was. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a good one, Nicole. That's a really good one.
Woo.
I enjoy it. Is there anything else you'd like us to discuss or look up?
I mean, I have little things, but I don't really know. There was one dream. Okay, so this is what I think I remember. This was actually within the last, I would say, 6 months to a year. I can't remember what it was, but I feel like I dreamt part of a dream, And then I woke up and still thought I was in part of, or I still thought the dream was part of life. And so what happened was I thought somebody was at the foot of my bed, like somebody who wasn't supposed to be there. So I was freaking out. And then I woke, or like, I think I was starting to wake up, and then I heard my actual boyfriend, like, I don't think he was sleeping yet. And I heard him in our bedroom, and I woke up and I like seriously panicked. And I think I said his name or something. And then I actually had an anxiety attack. Like, I couldn't breathe. And I was like, cause I thought that somebody was in my bedroom. And then when I heard him, it like,
Wow.
I don't know, like it came into like real life. And I remember he had to come to bed and he had to like calm me down, cause I like thought there was somebody there. And I was just like almost, I was almost like paralyzed. Like I couldn't move. And then
like, what is that? Sleep paralysis, right?
Yeah. It was, I just remember waking up, and I don't think he was at the foot of my bed, because he was like off to the side, where, you know, by his side of the bed. And I just remember like hearing, I think waking up and hearing him and thinking that was still the person
right
in the room. And yeah, I just, I like started crying, and I was having, you know, like I couldn't breathe, and I was having anxiety. Yeah, it was just, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Those are scary when we, I've had a few of those, and I never understand why. You know, like why?
Yeah. Well, I feel like it's just like you're in, your brain is kind of like almost in like a sleep mode, and it's still kind of taking in information from like the real world. Because like you sometimes have those dreams too, or I'll have those dreams where like I hear my alarm clock going off, and I'm like, it's in my dream, or like there's a noise in my dream, and then like you slowly start to wake up, and then you realize, oh, it's my alarm clock. Mm-hmm. So it's like your brain kind of shifting from, you know, sleep or to sleep. And like there are details that it hears, like somebody maybe walking around in your room, and then, you know, you're picturing, it's like it creates these images, and then it freaks you out sometimes, because, you know, you get scared.
And we're not as alert.
You're not as alert.
State.
Yeah. And those are the times when you can get sleep paralysis, like when you're like half in, half out. Like I've had that where, you know, like I can't open my eyes and I'm like just laying there and I'm like, well, I can't open my eyes.
Those are so scary.
Yeah.
Do you have those frequently, or is that like the first one you've had like that?
Like that. I think that was the first one I had where it was just like I kind of carried it over. And I think part of it too was I went to bed that night before my boyfriend. And so I think he hadn't even come to bed yet. So it could have been, you know, like you said, I was like in sleep and I kind of came out, because I don't know how late after I went to bed that it was, but I have many dreams that I remember waking up feeling where I've cried or sobbed. A couple of those have been like death dreams. Like I had one in January, I remember, because we were out of town, and that's why I remember specifically. But I had a dream that my stepmom passed away, and I just remember thinking in my dream, what's my dad gonna do without her, kind of thing. And then I just woke up, and I just sobbed.
Yeah.
And then, because I was like, oh my gosh. And then I like woke Eric up, because it was just like one of those upsetting things. But
we talked about death the last episode. And just dreaming about like my aunt, like twice I've dreamt that she's died.
Yeah.
Which is just strange. But again, unlike you, who actually felt and was sad, I took me a long time to feel sad, which is awful because I love my aunt and I'm very close to her. But
yeah,
wow, interesting stuff. I'm still thinking about
the
Ferris wheel.
Yeah,
I am. I can't get that visual.
It's a very like vivid image. You know, like you didn't even really need to give too much detail, and it's just like you can picture it.
Yeah. Did you have any dreams last night, Aunt? Before we
No, the cats woke me up every 10 minutes.
Yeah. Last night was a bad sleep night.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I did have one dream last night that I can remember. We were back in Austin because we were at the television festival last weekend. Is it last weekend already? 2 weekends
ago. Almost, yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
Yeah.
I know, I was just saying, wasn't it 2 weeks ago? Yeah. Not that I know, but.
no,
but
right.
It was 2 weekends ago. Time is just flying.
Just go by so fast. But we were back at the festival, and we went with our friend Jameson in real life. But in the dream, we were both working social media, and I remember wearing a jean jacket, and I had a bunch of pins, like really cool pins all over my jean jacket. And we had to work this event, And we kept standing very close to each other, and people kept asking us if we were dating. And I was like, no, no, thank you. But we worked the same shift, and we sat in the back, and I took a nap, and he did all the work.
Nice. Sounds like you.
No, that's not me at all. But this is actually, now that I'm talking about it and thinking about it, this is the second time I've dreamt where I've taken a nap in my dream. And it must be because the cats kept waking us up like every 10 minutes.
Yeah, so I think that means you're like really tired.
I think that means I'm really tired. I'm trying to catch sleep in my sleep.
Isn't that like that movie? Is it like Inception or something like that? Where you're like,
yeah,
dream in your dream, or right, you know, sleep in your dream.
Yeah. I mean, but like how lame, you know, like when you like look back, you're like, oh my gosh, I was trying to nap in my dream. Is napping in there?
Yeah, okay, so here you might disagree with it, but okay. To dream of taking a nap during the daytime is a sign of emotional as well as financial security.
Yeah, that's that sounds about right.
50-50.
I was just telling Aunt yesterday, yeah, like we talk about finances, and I'm like, yeah, I'm stressed about my finance. That
yeah,
makes
but
total
that means you have like security. You feel financial
security.
Yeah, but
I took it as I'm stressing about the security of my finances.
No, this is saying you have emotional and financial security.
Oh, like I'm like provided with, oh.
Yeah, no, no, like you have it.
See,
you
there
feel
I am
it,
thinking.
So you must feel that you're financially secure.
Yeah.
So you can just take a nap.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah. Sometimes cool. I just take a nap to get away from my problems.
Yeah.
It's mostly why I take naps.
All right, thank you again.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.